is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The dumbest complaint that you get at work. On Facebook, Sissy said, one time I got the question, why isn't there security cameras in the locker room? It's when I worked at LA Fitness and a guy's locker was broken into. Me, pretty sure most people don't want to get recorded being undressed, sir.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, but that, the old balls that you would be subjected to, are just be glad that that is something, women, that you don't have to see.
Scott said, quote, customer asked me, why are the prices so high? Yes, great idea, obviously. I, the guy stocking the shelf, controls all the prices.
Because dumb questions. That's why.
Scott said, I have a pool service company. I don't understand why people come out to complain about dirt and leaves in their pool a couple of days after we leave. We live in the middle of a desert, and you have trees hanging over your pool. So, you know.
Dave, they need to find a way to keep the trees from, would you call it shedding?
The leaves from falling off the tree?
Yeah. Shedding.
It's definitely not shedding.
I know it's not shedding.
Well, they're shedding their leaves.
Okay.
Do we know what the word is for
this? This one from a cab driver walking zero. Why won't the pizza place deliver to the moving taxi I'm in? I'm not paying the fare unless you guys can make them deliver to me.
That's a bold move.
Just pull up at a stoplight and just chuck it from one window to the other.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The dumbest complaint, the dumbest question that you ever got at your job. Tim said, once got the question, why are there dead bugs on my property? I was an exterminator.
What, you mean you don't clean them up as well? No, man. You don't have the executioner clean it up. You got people for that.
Casey said, why did you come with lights and all that on? It's not a big emergency. You called 911 and stated it was a big emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love that.
James said, customer accused one of my tire techs of stealing an ounce of weed out of his car when weed wasn't legal. I told the customer, call the cops if you want. Natasha said, what do you mean you won't arrest the employee at McDonald's for getting my order wrong?
No.
You're a jerk.
I mean, arrest them if they forget the sweet and sour sauce.
Or barbecue
sauce. That is criminal.
Brian, why do I have to pay for uninsured motorist coverage? I thought everyone was supposed to have insurance.
I don't feel like that's that dumb of a question, though.
Yeah.
Because it is. That is infuriating.
Christopher said, when I was in active duty Air Force, I had a new airman ask me, sir, do we have casual Fridays? I don't want to ruin all of my uniforms. Jennifer said, I surveyed the natural gas lines around the city. Recently, a woman asked if the lines were outside, and if so, where? They're underground, ma'am. They're underground.
Could you imagine if natural gas lines were above ground?
No.
Just like terrible. How many times have you seen a car just run into a transformer and destroy a whole block?
Or a fire hydrant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like how do you hit a fire hydrant? It's pretty small. They're super sturdy. And yet somehow.
Every time.
It happens.
Yeah. Once, a year you see somebody is plowed into a fire hydrant and just blasting water
all
over the place.
Am I the only one who is like insanely impressed by how much water pressure is in a fire hydrant, though?
I mean, a fire hydrant
like,
is ready to go.
Like, it shoots up hundreds of feet in the air. You're like, damn,
it's
that's
like
awesome.
Teenage me. Patricia said, I do payroll for four different companies. Biggest complaint, you owe me money. You didn't take out the federal taxes. Now I'm not getting a tax return. This is all after they claimed six on their W-4 and didn't mind not having the federal tax withheld all year long.
Claiming six. Bold move, Cotton.
Let's see if that works out for you. Going back to Facebook, David said, had a customer tell me that they were not getting any sound out of their new speakers that we had just installed, and we needed to come back and get the job done right. Turns out they didn't have the volume on. Dang.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, God, you gotta just look so stupid.
Yeah, but how satisfying if you go back and you're just like, here. Turn it up more. Mm-hmm. Oh, you like KG Elephant?
Oh.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The dumbest complaints that you've gotten at work. I used to work at a Chevy dealership. This one got texted over to us as a technician. Anyway, a customer brought in his Corvette to get a rear light replaced, came back and complained that we had put invisible scratches in his hood, driver door, and front bumper.
Okay.
Well, they went to the camera and watched me walk out, pop the hatch, replace the bulb, shut it, and walk off. Didn't even get in it or drive it. He was upset and stormed out.
Invisible scratches, Dave.
Invisible scratches.
They're invisible. I've got invisible scratches on my Corvette.
I used to work at the Venetian selling tickets to the gondola ride. Once a lady came up to us wanting a refund because she thought it was the kind of gondola that took you to a mountain to go skiing.
I can see how.
No, you can't see anything.
Do they sing to you on your way down the slopes?
Ricola. Passenger said, why is the flight delayed? Pilot, the airport is fogged in. Passenger, well, I just called my wife and she said it's clear at our house. Pilot responds, well, can you call your wife and see if we can land at your house?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
dumb
good.
Things at work. Called into the owner's office because a guy complained I didn't say good morning to him. Also, he asked how I was, and I said, living the dream, buddy. He took it sarcastically and was offended.
Yeah. I mean, living the dream can be taken.
I guess the way that you say
depends
it.
Depends on,
living,
you know,
the dream, yeah, buddy.
Living.
And the buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, yeah. Buddy.
Does any grown man like to be called buddy?
No.
Hey,
no.
Buddy.
Unless your name's Buddy. But, like, if you're a grown man and your name's Buddy, that kind of... Do you go by Bud?
No, I mean, it depends on your personality.
Yeah.
But if your name is Buddy, I feel like you have to be perpetually in a good
mood.
You
got to be happy.
Yeah. You got to be a happy guy.
You're happy all
grumpy
the time.
Buddy. No one likes a grumpy buddy.
I feel like that should be like a kid's toy that you just punch.
Grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy and me.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I like this one. Dumbest question. What's 50% off this? Sir, it's half off. So what is that?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Everyone has to deal with dumb people at work, right? Sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's the customers. Either way, there's complaints all over the place. Mike joining us this morning. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So what happened to you?
All right, so I noticed my boss wasn't really too smart when a customer came in and tried to present a $2 bill to him, and he thought it was fake. So I'm just surprised that I actually worked for this man.
It's amazing how often you hear stories like that.
Where were you working?
Well, I was working at Hot Topic.
Hot Topic,
Hot Topic.
All right. You need to tell your boss to get out to a strip club, man. All they give you is $2 bills.
Yeah.
If it was a $3 bill, you should turn Fred Durst away immediately.
You hear when I said the strip club thing? Mike went, I know.
What? Whoa, never heard of that sort of establishment.
Thanks for the call today, man. Have a good one.
So
yeah, no worries, the
dumbest thing in the 10 years that we have been doing a show, maybe even the 15 years that we've been working for the radio station, is when we went down to Houston. We were down there, and we got an email complaint and didn't come to us. It went to our boss, and we get called into her office, and she's furious.
She's like, how could you guess?
I can't believe. Really? You know, things weren't good to begin with down there, but this was like the icing on the cake that we had really messed up at this point. And we're like,
what are you mad about? She's like, I can't believe you guys said this on the air.
You're better than this.
You're better than. We're like, what? First off, no, we're not. Secondly, what are you even
talking
about?
What did you guys say?
We were talking about some story and how somebody got super easily offended by something, and we said they got butthurt by it.
Oh.
Which is a totally normal thing to say, right?
Yeah.
It's become part of the lexicon for the last 20 years.
Right.
It means...
like, stop being butthurt. Like, stop being so offended so easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is really homophobic, you guys. And we're like,
what?
What are you?
We're like, we're trying to wrap our heads around how.
Which part of it? And she's like, saying butthurt. We're like, what are you talking about?
How is that homophobic?
She's like, that's a homophobic term.
What is the correlation?
Like, do you not remember when gay marriage was legalized? We played nothing but Macklemore and
One
same,
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, Same Love, like, over and over that entire morning. Like, that's the thing. When it comes to things like that.
We'll take a stand on that. The last thing that we are is homophobic.
Yes.
You do you. If you being gay makes you happy, God bless you.
Yes.
Do whatever makes you happy. We get one crack at this life.
We were lucky enough to be exposed to different people all throughout our life.
Yes.
You know, so like, yeah, we didn't grow up in a closed-minded home or anything on that nature. So somebody saying this like kind of offended us.
Of course it did. We're like, what are you talking about, lady?
Then we're trying to like rationalize, how are we homophobic? And they're like, I think you have to be homophobic
to think that that's a homophobic thing. Yeah.
Yes, because the genesis of butthurt comes from you're a baby and you've got a diaper on and you've got a rash. That's like the genesis of where butthurt comes from, because you're just a whiny little baby, nothing else. So that was easily the stupidest complaint that we've ever gotten in the 15 years that we've been in radio.
Andy texted over, worked at an Office Depot many years ago, had a male customer come in, and I helped him buy a computer. About an hour later, the customer came back with a cop and claimed that I stole his $500 solid gold pen.
Oh, hell no.
A pen. Long story short, the guy left it on the counter when he signed his receipt for the computer that he bought. Also, if you're so pompous that you're walking around with a $500 golden pen to sign things with, you douche, I hope that you lose it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The only way that is acceptable is if you lose it and you don't need to go to the police.
And you don't care. Yeah, you're like, whoops, I'm so rich.
Gold pens everywhere.
And finally, I work at a library and people are always complaining about paying their fines. I once had a lady who owed $12 and she wanted to pay in pennies. And my boss wanted to waste her time and made me accept her payment and even sit down and roll the coins with her. The lady was pissed. I was pissed. Boss thought it was hilarious. That's pretty great.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Now, we got one more on our text line. I work in the rotisserie area at Costco, and someone asked if any of my chickens were boneless.
Oh, my God.
Answer the question.
I just want to see tenders on one of those little spits.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.